Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. It's been a harsh response from Israel after the U.S. abstained from a vote on a United Nations resolution on Israeli settlements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to express his anger.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made it blatantly clear he is furious, not only with President Barack Obama, but also with Secretary of State Kerry. They summoned the ambassador of the U.S. on Christmas Day to express that fury. They also summoned the ambassadors of 10 other countries who voted for the resolution, but those countries met with the foreign minister. It was specifically the U.S. ambassador that met with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And although we don't know the specifics of the meeting, I think there's no doubt about what Netanyahu said, expressing his anger about that resolution, anger he also expressed at the cabinet meeting here.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman. The world is mourning the death of pop star George Michael. Died yesterday from heart failure.
People are leaving messages, also leaving candles in remembrance. But you also have people just talking about who George Michael was as an artist, as a pop icon, as someone who really influenced a lot of people's lives.
Correspondent Ian Lee in London. Tributes are coming into the office of the Russian choir, whose members have died in a plane crash over the Black Sea. Today is a day of mourning in Russia, and many have brought flowers to the choir headquarters. All 84 passengers and 8 crew aboard the Russian military plane are believed dead. Russian officials say the focus is on human error or a technical fault, not terrorism. A D.C. police officer shot and injured a knife-wielding man who ignored commands to drop his weapon. It happened late yesterday morning when D.C. officers responded to a domestic disturbance call on Walnut Street. The time we spend with family at this time of year is priceless, but it seems some are looking to make it a little more financially worth their while, with elder fraud on the rise.
What we discovered in many of the cases was that the actual perpetrator of the abuse was a family member.
Virginia's Adult Protective Services Director Paige McCleary says an average of $27,000 was stolen per victim.
Take their money, access their accounts, access their credit cards.
She estimates about 44,000 older Virginians get scammed every year, but only about 1,000 come to their attention.
APS workers will do investigations, meet with the potential victim, interview other people that might be aware of the situation.
And she says they offer counseling to see that the abuse doesn't happen again. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The end of the year means resolutions. And for many, that means getting their financial house in order.
This is a very busy season for financial planners.
WMAL financial expert Rick Edelman says if you have investments that have lost money this year, now's the time to cut them loose.
Selling those shares that have losses can create a capital loss for you on your tax return for 2016. So take advantage of the opportunity to do what's called tax loss harvesting.
And he says if you're planning to donate to charity, do it before the week is over so that you can get the deduction right away. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Over the holidays, experts caution women especially to watch their wine consumption because it can pack on the pounds.
Studies by the Cleveland Clinic suggest that drinking in moderation can have positive effects on heart and brain health, partially connected to socializing, in which alcohol can play a part this time of year.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
But doctors add wine could have a negative effect on your waistline, sometimes contributing to weight gain by impairing judgment and causing people to become careless about what they're eating. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the Christmas holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 19,934, the NASDAQ at 54,63. Sports, the Steelers put an end to the Ravens' playoff hopes. The Wizards entertain the Bucks tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing.
The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is King Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. Valleyguns2, that's the number 2.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, good morning. No serious delays at this particular time. The inner loop of the Capitol Beltway from the 270 spur to 95, it's about a normal 12 or 13 minute commute. The outer loop from the American Legion Bridge to 66, more like 7. And speaking of 66, no problems there, westbound or eastbound for that matter. New York Avenue inbound from Baltimore-Washington Parkway to 3rd Street Tunnel. It's about a 10-minute commute, and that's not a really serious delay at all. As for mass transit, services beginning at 7 this morning. This report brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/Women's Hearts. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty mild weather for the next couple of days. Overcast sticking around this morning. Cloudy this afternoon near 50. Maybe some showers tonight and tomorrow early. Tomorrow's high all the way up to 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Vienna, 40 in Silver Spring, and 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Heart Institute. A cancer patient wins a year of free pizza and then gives it to a food bank. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. Appreciate you being here. Later on this hour, probably about 6:35, I've got to ask a question. How can the University of Wisconsin-Madison get away with, quote-unquote, the problem of whiteness? Details coming up on WMAL. First, though, of course, radical Islamic terrorism is always front of mind, especially here around the holidays, as we know, and as I reported to you actually on Friday, that ISIS has been calling for attacks on churches, not only here in America, but around the world. ISIS is now spreading violence and terror with something called the quote-unquote foolproof app. And here's the story. And the reason I'm telling you this is because clearly we all need to make sure that we're updated on all the latest on terrorism, because it is unfortunately part of our lives these days. Certainly around the holidays, because as I just said, ISIS and other groups have been calling for attacks here around the holidays, and certainly Christmas is behind us, but straight ahead, it is New Year's Eve, and we all know what happens at New Year's Eve. There are all kinds of soft targets all across the world, and so this is one of the ways this foolproof app, which is how ISIS is being able to organize Islamic State supporters who have long used, as we all know, Twitter and other mainstream social media platforms, have been increasingly converging on something called Telegram. Now, the messaging app is based in Berlin, and it allows users to send encrypted messages between one another. They say that may prove a boon to jihadists while making it more difficult for law enforcement officials who are scrambling to hunt the terror group's adherents online. Now, there was a whole big debate, and it's not much of a debate anymore, but I think about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, there was a big debate as to how is it do we combat
terrorism online, because it was Facebook, it was YouTube, it was Twitter, and it was all of the social media sites that our kids and we all were on. And the big debate was, okay, so do we allow them to continue to do what they're doing, which is recruitment and so forth, on these apps and social media sites like Facebook, like Twitter, and so forth, or do we force them underground? Do we really push for the social media sites like Facebook and such to start banning and constantly banning the sites when they come up? Because if you do, then the problem is you're going to drive them underground. And it seems like with this new app called Telegram, it is doing just that. It is driving them underground. And so the problem now is the authorities are having trouble finding them. They say Telegram also has rarely banned users, and they say that, honestly, they don't like to ban users, although they do say that they have banned about, 78 Islamic State-affiliated channels in 12 different languages. So I guess even the folks over there at this particular app called Telegram, they are beginning to ban some of these groups as well. They say that there are a lot of technological capabilities that are available right now that make it exceptionally difficult, both technically as well as legally, for intelligence and security services to have the insight they need to uncover these kinds of groups. They say that ISIS and their success on Telegram has certainly been noticed by other militant groups. Using its deep web technology, this group called Vocative found channels in support of Al-Qaeda affiliates in Syria and Yemen, as well as Iranian-backed Shiite militias. All of them formed after the Islamic State publicly took to Telegram. Some of these channels, like the one promoting the activity of some of the more radicalized members of ISIS, they say that they now have thousands of subscribers. That's obviously bad news. You know, it's one thing if it's only, you know, a handful of terrorists, but when you have thousands of subscribers to these channels, it is really obviously scary. Unlike Facebook or Twitter, they say, which regularly suspends accounts, Telegram does not necessarily ban violent or gruesome images. And so that's a situation that certainly the authorities are going to have to watch. Now, London is doing something really interesting. On the heels of course, the attack in Germany last week, they are now talking about producing and debating this multi-million dollar ring of steel that is going to be built in London in order to protect some of its highest skyscrapers from terrorist attack. And they're worried about attacks kind of like we saw here in America, the Oklahoma City bombing. And they're worried about that kind of an attack in London. Well, they're worried about a bunch of explosives in a truck and driving into some of these newer buildings. So what is this ring of steel? And could we do this here? They're talking about manned checkpoints, rising steel barriers, restricted roads, and crash-proof barriers as well, among some of the measures proposed to strengthen the defenses of London's square mile at a cost of some, they say, about $5 to $6 million. They're really working on the defense. And we know that in Europe and in London, certainly radical Islamic terrorism is something that they've been dealing with a lot over there. And obviously in Germany as well. And police and intelligence agencies, they are reviewing security of all of their landmarks and public events in light of what happened in Berlin last week. And I always find it funny. I don't know if you find it funny too, but there's certainly nothing funny about terrorism. However, whenever we see a terrorist attack, they always say, oh, we're raising the level of heightened security and all of these other kinds of things. And it's like, well, why hasn't it been raised already? Because this is something certainly that we have seen over and over and over again. Now, in the last hour, about an hour ago, I was telling you about something that happened in Phoenix. And I was telling you about a guy by the name of Derek Thompson, who also goes by the name of Abu Talib al-Amriki. And he has now been arrested by the Arizona Joint Terrorism Task Force. And they say that this is a guy who had Googled hundreds of times all kinds of ISIS-related automated searches and so forth. He also reportedly posted on his Google Plus account back in October, and this is a quote, "We need to get down with this ISIS S word." And so one of the things that I think that is worthy of a discussion is when these guys go public with their intentions, or when they go public with their interest in hooking up with ISIS and affiliated with ISIS and trying to seek out some sort of a connection with ISIS, how far do we go in arresting them or doing whatever it is that we need to do with them? And the whole conversation between freedom of speech and possible plotting of terrorist attacks, that is a big gray area. And right now, one of the big debates is, okay, so how far do we go to, quote unquote, restrict free speech when they're saying things like, we need to get down with this ISIS S word? And so that comes, of course, on the heels of what happened in Berlin and everything that's going on in London as well. There was also an arrest, and this guy, Derek Thompson, apparently he was in the midst of possibly wanting to bring out some sort of an attack there in Phoenix. He was talking about trying to go after some sort of a fitness center, also a motor vehicle office there in Phoenix as well. And I wish I could say this was only Phoenix, but this is going on all over America. And there was an arrest in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. Maheen Khan of Tucson, he pleaded guilty to terrorism, conspiracy to commit terrorism, and conspiracy to commit misconduct involving weapons. And so Arizona, like a lot of other cities across America, certainly having its problem with terrorism. So we'll continue to update you on all of these stories here on the 26th of December on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is 6:15, time for traffic and weather together, first on the fives with Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and just a few minutes ago, we had some police activity on the Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound right after South Capitol Street. That has just cleared. 95 southbound before the Prince William Parkway, still a crash there. 95 southbound after 123, a tractor-trailer crash moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. The good news is the cleanup is in progress and should be done soon. 270 southbound from 121 to the Capitol Beltway, a 20-minute commute. Interloop, the outer loop of the Beltway, no serious delays. Either direction on the George Washington Parkway, you're moving just fine. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today it's going to be cloudy. No chance of rain, though. A high around 50 tonight, though. Considerable cloudiness. Occasional rain showers after midnight. And tomorrow, possible rain in the morning. Cloudy skies early as well, with a high of 61 degrees. Right now, it is 40 degrees in our nation's capital.
Doing your year-end tax planning now could have an enormous impact on whether or not you write a check to the IRS. For a free strategy session with the experts at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, call 301-924-2160 or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington's Mall. Dan in for Larry and Brian. It is indeed the 26th of December, 2016. There is a lot going on in the news today. Of course, we do have the death of George Michael, and Carrie Fisher also remains hospitalized. And here's the big question related to Carrie Fisher. Of course, of Star Wars fame, we all know who Carrie Fisher is. She was one of my first, by the way, not that you asked, but she was one of my first childhood crushes, but we'll move on from there. Is this whole notion of whether or not she's in stable condition or if she's on death's door. We're seeing two different reports. Her family said that she is not doing well, but now we have other media outlets saying that she is actually in stable condition. And we do, of course, have the death of George Michael at the age of 53. And one of the things that I thought was tough to hear about George Michael, of course, we know is that he has had some issues for a long time. He's had issues with the depression. He's had a lot of problems as far as, frankly, his career hasn't been going very well. He had his partner die a few years ago. His mother died as well. And so he's had a lot of problems over the last few years. I wasn't necessarily surprised that George Michael had passed away, although, and word is, it was a massive heart attack. But part of the narrative, I think, of the hospitalization of Carrie Fisher and the death of George Michael is that they both had heart issues. And Carrie Fisher, it was a massive heart attack. And George Michael, they're saying it was some sort of a heart condition. They're not saying it was actually a heart attack, but they're saying some sort of a heart ailment. But we'll have to see what the autopsy eventually says. But two very young people, I mean, relatively speaking, having heart issues. I found that potentially, or not potentially, but I would say worrisome, because I'm just turning 49 years old. But it is important to note that both Carrie Fisher and George Michael had had some health problems in recent years. And certainly both have also had issues with dependency on drugs and alcohol and so forth. By the way, a study is finding using social media sites is linked to depression. What they're saying, and I found this really interesting, is that the more social media sites that you use, the more akin to being depressed you will get. This is from a University of Pittsburgh study, and they found that adults who use 7 to 11 social media platforms had more than 3 times the risk of depression and anxiety. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm on like 2. And so when I read this story, I was like, well, how many different social media sites are there? And I didn't really think about it all that often. But if you think about it, you've got YouTube, you've got Pinterest, you've got LinkedIn, you've got Vine, you've got Tumblr, you've got Reddit, you've got Snapchat, Instagram, Google+. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And so what this University of Pittsburgh study found out, and I would ask you, how many social media sites are you on? And the more sites that you're on, do you feel like, and have you found that you're more depressed than usual? They say that, again, adults who use 7 to 11 social media platforms have more than 3 times the risk of depression and anxiety. They say that it is partly the act of multitasking, which happens while switching between platforms. They say is known to be related to poor cognitive and mental health outcomes. Another is the distinct set of unwritten rules, cultural assumptions, and idiosyncrasies of each platform, they say, are increasingly difficult to navigate when the number of platforms used rises, which could lead to a negative mood and emotions. Now, I've covered this kind of thing before. And one of the things that they say, especially in teenagers, is that they find that, in fact, I talked about this last week here on WMAL. One of the things that they have found is that the more teenagers use these social media sites, the more they realize a couple of different things. One is that they simply have a hard time living up to the published and posted lifestyles of their friends. Because you and I both know that oftentimes on social media, one of the things that they do is people will make their lives, frankly, seem better than they are. And so what happens is some people see other people's posts and they think, well, gosh, you know, these people are having parties and they're having a great time and they're hanging out with friends and all these other kinds of things, and I'm not. And so that leads to depression. One of the other things that people find is that they're having a hard time even living up to their own posts, because they'll post that they're doing all of these great things and they're happy and they're all great things are happening in my life. But in real life, outside of social media, what they're realizing is that people are indeed having a hard time living up to their own posts. They also say, back to the University of Pittsburgh study, they found that some folks may feel there is an opportunity to commit a social media faux pas when using multiple platforms, which can lead to repeated embarrassments. And they say that all of these things can trigger mental disorders. And they're trying to figure out if part of the problem, too, is these folks that are simply depressed, they're turning to social media for an accepting environment. Now, I don't know about you, but I think the majority of us have seen that social media is pretty much as far from an accepting environment as you can find, because social media, it's been my experience anyway, perhaps you've had the same experience, is that social media is far from what we would call an accepting environment. So they do say that the more of these social media sites you use, and maybe your kids as well, it's linked to depression, so you got to keep an eye out on that. My name is Dan Mandis on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you worried about your retirement number? That elusive, nagging number that's so important to your future. It's how much you'll need for retirement. This is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show. Tune in and we'll discuss the markets and give you sound investing strategies to help move you closer to your retirement number.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning? Actually get excited about work? At WMAL, some people here don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment. Radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Chris Plant, Mark Levin, and me, Larry O'Connor. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
6:25 on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And then a couple of issues in Virginia on 95 southbound before the Prince William Parkway. There's a crash. And of course, southbound after 123, they're still in the process of cleaning up an earlier accident, a tractor-trailer crash. That has been moved to the side. Taking a look at mass transit, because it is an official holiday, there is no service on VRE. That resumes tomorrow. And as far as Washington is concerned, all service beginning at 7 o'clock this morning. This report brought to you by American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Mild weather out ahead of a cold front. Clouds in this morning. Cloudy this afternoon. 50 overnight tonight. Only down to 47 with a chance of showers. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy after a morning shower and 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. 6:26 on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. You know, this is one of those stories I was thinking, is this really a story? Is this really a thing? Here's the headline, and I'll get into some of the details coming up after the news. L.A. husbands are refused sex by Clinton-loving wives after Donald Trump's win. Now, I know what you're thinking. That sounds like clearly a fake news story, but I talked to a lot of people, both on the radio and off, and I got an email a while back, and I may have even spoken about it on WMAL, but folks tune in and out. But I got an email a while back from a guy who had talked about the fact that he thought that he had married a conservative, and for many years, his wife was a conservative. She was so upset and angry about all of the things that she had found out about regarding Donald Trump that she turned into, believe it or not, a frothing-at-the-mouth Hillary Clinton-loving supporter. And she couldn't stand Donald Trump. And now she had just, in the eyes of her husband, gone to the dark side. And so the big problem that this couple had, and he was telling me about this via email, the big problem is that here he was, a couple of kids, and his wife had completely changed. It was like her literal DNA had changed in the eyes of the husband. And so it turned into a huge deal. And so that's kind of what we're seeing with these husbands who are apparently, allegedly, being refused intimate relations, if you will, by their Clinton-loving wives after the November 8th election. I'm going to give you some details on that and a whole lot more coming up on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
Anytime you have a newcomer, and I think we all agree that Trump is a newcomer to D.C., to politics, and to government. He's never ran a government before. That there is some real uncertainty for federal employees of what's going to happen this next year and in the next 4 years.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
629 on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up, indeed, is Donald Trump's victory destroying marriages? It certainly destroyed the Democrats. We're going to talk about both coming up right here on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The rift between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Obama has been torn wide open. The divide deepened after the U.S. failed to block an anti-Israel resolution in the U.N. Security Council.
Bibi Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador after launching a scathing attack on the Obama administration for not vetoing a resolution in the United Nations Security Council last week that condemned Israeli settlements and their expansion in the West Bank.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank has remained one of several stumbling blocks to negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. The Russian intelligence agency now says it sees no sign of a possible terror attack in yesterday's plane crash that killed members of the Russian choir who were on their way to Syria. All 84 passengers and 8 crew on the Russian military plane are believed dead in that crash. For hours now, fans have been leaving flowers and letters in memory of pop star George Michael, who died yesterday of heart failure.
George Michael was expected to get back in the studio to record another album. Sadly, that's not going to happen now. But, you know, he is really going to be known for more than his music, too. He was a strong advocate for the LGBT community, as well as raising awareness about AIDS. Elton John had this to say: "I'm in deep shock. I have lost a beloved friend, the kindest, most generous soul, and a brilliant artist. My heart goes out to his family and all of his friends."
Correspondent Ian Lee. Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the Christmas holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 19,934, the Nasdaq at 54.63. Sports, the Ravens lose, ending their playoff hopes this year. The Wizards host Milwaukee tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right. So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 13265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
You're like a kid at Christmas who can't sleep, except it's that timeshare that keeps you up at night. Expenses that are as welcome as Aunt Virginia's holiday fruitcake flambé thingy.
Oh my God.
And to make things worse, your annual maintenance fees. That lump of coal with your name on it that comes every year at this time? Well, happy freaking holidays. Ah, but joy is just a click away thanks to TimeshareExitTeam.com. A safe, legitimate exit from your timeshare guaranteed. You're welcome. Now, go get some sleep.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So we'd like to take this moment to thank all our customers, their families, and everyone listening. Have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year from all of us at Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Bill, we have a disabled vehicle westbound on 66. The off-ramp to 123. The left shoulder of the off-ramp is blocked. 95 southbound before the Prince William Parkway, a crash on the shoulder. 95 southbound after 123, a tractor-trailer accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. As far as the mass transit in the district, all service beginning at 7 this morning. Not the case, however, with VRE. Because it is a holiday, we have no mass transit on VRE. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Zero rain chances, lots of overcast around. That zero rain chance today, 50 degrees. And we'll see it go up a little bit tonight after midnight, 47. Chance of showers early tomorrow. Then we'll get some sun in the afternoon. Breezy and mild up to 61 degrees. A little bit cooler by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Alexandria, 40 in Bethesda, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 636 right here on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here in for Brian and Larry. Yes, indeed. Is Donald Trump's victory destroying marriages? Now, I told you, just to briefly retrace, I told you about an email that I got a while ago, and it was an email from a guy who, for whatever reason, was asking for my advice on how should he deal with his wife, who was angry as all get out with him because Donald Trump won the election. She was angry and she was upset over the fact that Trump had used that P word when he talked about grabbing women by the, you remember the story, and he was upset, and she was upset with all of these parade of women that just kept coming out and saying that Donald Trump was lecherous towards them and so forth. And so he told me the story about how his wife, upon hearing all of these accusations hurled against Donald Trump, after hearing about the 11-year-old audio tape, and after hearing all of these things, she decided that she was going to support Hillary Clinton. Now, the thing is that she had been a conservative all this time. And then all of a sudden, with Donald Trump, she became a frothing-at-the-mouth Hillary Clinton supporter. But not only that,
But she also detests the fact that her husband of many years, I mean, they have two small kids, he was telling me in this email, she abhorred the fact that he was supporting still Donald Trump, even though he had said and done all of these various things, allegedly, at least according to the lecherous behavior towards the women. That's all alleged. So he doesn't know what to do. You know, here he is. He's got a couple of small kids, and they're, well, I think he said they're like 5 and 6, 7 years old, something like that. And he didn't know what to do because as far as any kind of marital relations go, there's none of that happening, if you know what I mean. And she's treating him just terribly. And she says, I can't even look at you because I've seen your true colors, she says to this guy, and he doesn't know what to do. You know, and he wrote me a note, he wrote me an email, and he said, what am I supposed to do with all this? And I said, well, you have a couple of different possibilities here. You could, one, say, you know, honey, I've seen the light, and you're absolutely right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to now campaign for Hillary or for the Democrats or whatever it is to try and win some seats in the midterm elections because I can't stand Donald Trump. Even if he hasn't, quote unquote, seen the light, even if he is still a Donald Trump supporter, he trying to figure out how we can just keep the peace in his house. And so he's thinking maybe if he goes against his beliefs, his own personal political beliefs, he'll be able to restore his marriage. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I said, well, you got two small kids, so you need to do what you got to do. But I saw this story, and weeks ago, I would have thought, there is no way this is a real story. But after that email exchange and after hearing from other men who are dealing with the same thing, I thought, well, maybe there is some legitimacy to the headline. LA husbands are refused sex by Clinton-loving wives after Donald Trump's victory. Now, there is a sex therapist in Los Angeles. Her name is Kimberly Resnick Anderson, and she claims that Donald Trump winning the presidency has led to a widespread loss of libido in the bedroom for her clients. She calls it the Trump bedroom backlash, and she says that she has seen it time and again in her office, and she says that this is not a Los Angeles thing. She says this is something that is going on across the country. She says, since Trump won, a common complaint in my office is that women get more easily annoyed when their husbands or boyfriend initiate intimacy. She says, there are so many women complaining about it. I did indeed, she says, dub it the Trump bedroom backlash. One of my patients admitted, she says, since Trump won, just the very thought of being with my boyfriend and husband or husband is unappealing to me. All I can picture is him boasting about exploiting women. It makes me sick. And so this is a common frame that a lot of these women are saying to this official sex therapist or whatever you want to call her. She says the sentiment is ringing throughout her office on a frequently increasing basis. She says, and this is a quote, another patient lamented to me that since his wife discovered he was a Trump supporter, she wants nothing to do with me in the bedroom. It's as if I am suddenly the enemy. She continues on, a couple sat in my office and she said, if you support Trump in any way, shape, or form, then we do not share core values. And if we do not share core values, it's hard to be attracted to you. Can you imagine that? See, what do you do if you're in a relationship, especially if you're in a married relationship, and because of all of the things that Donald Trump said, because of all the things that Trump is alleged to have done, then if you're somebody who is a Donald Trump supporter and your girlfriend, your wife, whatever it is, suddenly wants nothing to do with you because of this notion that Donald Trump is a misogynist, what do you do? How do you get that? How do you get that spark back? How do you get to, I guess, forgiveness from your spouse or from your girlfriend or whatever it is? Because ultimately, you're getting blamed for something that you haven't done. You're being punished for something that you haven't done. So I don't know if this is a real thing or not. Every time I talk about this, I hear from people who say that, yeah, this is absolutely going on. So we know that the Trump effect has destroyed families. We know that the Trump effect has destroyed friendships. And apparently, certainly it's also helping to, at the very least, inhibit relations between husbands and wives, and whether or not it ultimately ends up to destroying marriages is something I guess we'll have to wait and see how it all transpires. But really, really sad, and I don't know how you're able to get over that if you're a man and if you're a woman. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. It is Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2017. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com. Happy holidays from the Roselle Center for Healing.
6:45 on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together. First on the fives with Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, good morning to you. And Bowie, there's a gas main break on River Park Road right near Running Park Court. Disabled vehicle, 395 southbound at Edsel Road. It's on the shoulder. 66 westbound, the off-ramp to 123. Watch out for disabled vehicle on the shoulder. The left shoulder of the off-ramp is blocked. 95 southbound, right after 123, a tractor-trailer crash. The cleanup is in progress. And 95 southbound before the Prince William Parkway, an accident, albeit on the shoulder. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel. Forecast.
Zero rain chances, lots of overcast around. A zero rain chance today, 50 degrees. And we'll see it go up a little bit tonight after midnight, 47. Chance of showers early tomorrow, then we'll get some sun in the afternoon. Breezy and mild, up to 61 degrees. A little bit cooler by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. It is Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Brian and Larry. Debate rages as university stands by the quote-unquote problem of whiteness course. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I look at this stuff and I read this stuff and I report it to folks every single day. And this stuff never gets old. But you do wonder at what point will parents just decide, you know what, I'm not going to pay for this crap that's going on in schools right now. Here's the story. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is offering a course next semester called, quote, The Problem of Whiteness. And it's not sitting well with a Republican legislator, a guy by the name of Dave Murphy, who also, by the way, happens to be the chairman of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. And now he is asking the university to cancel the course, saying it prompts racial division. Gee, you think? Of course it does. Says, I am extremely concerned that the UW-Madison finds it appropriate to teach this course, the problem of whiteness, with the premise that white people are racist, Murphy said in a statement this week. He even threatened to pull funding for the state university. Now, I understand that we always see these things. We always see these over and over and over again. And I understand about pulling state funding, and I'm all for that. But I just wonder at what point do parents start taking these kinds of courses into consideration when they decide whether or not they're going to allow their kids to go to that school, or when they're going to write out that check and decide where they're going to spend their thousands of dollars. So apparently the course is taught by a professor, Damon Sejnani. And it's part of the African Cultural Studies program at the university's College of Letters and Science. Here's what it says. Have you ever wondered what it really means to be white? If you're like most people, the answer is probably no. But here's your chance, reads the course description. In this class, we will ask that an ethical white identity entails what it means to be hashtag woke, and consider the journal Race Traitor's motto. Treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity. And it goes on. I mean, to me, this is all just a bunch of nonsense. But what it really does, and you know this, what this really does is it does encourage divisiveness. Now, I could go down the very obvious road of, okay, what if there was a problem of, blackness course? You know, that obviously wouldn't go across very well at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So here we are with yet another one of these stories. Now, they say that this course, which is one of thousands offered at the university, will benefit students who are interested in developing a deeper understanding of race issues. The course is a challenging and response to racism of all kinds, according to a university statement. They are also, though, this lawmaker is questioning the university's decision to have this particular person teach the course. They say, even more troubling, the course is taught by a self-described, and this is a quote, international radical professor whose views are a slap in the face of the taxpayers who are expected to pay for this garbage. And it goes on and on. And you know, when you see these things, I'm trying to get to the point where I continuously laugh at these things as opposed to getting angry, but it does get rather difficult to do that. My name is Dan, in for Brian and Larry on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make the resolution to earn your degree and build a better future. Our 90-plus programs and specializations can help build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Spring classes start soon. For a resolution worth keeping, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
6:55 on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together. First on the fives with Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan. In Bristow, we have a vehicle into a ditch. Bristow Road approaching Lucasville Road. A disabled vehicle, 395 southbound. The Bristow Road is on the shoulder. In Bowie, a gas main break along River Park Road right near Running Park Court. The crews will be there for a while taking care of that. As for Mass Transit, service begins in the district at about 5 minutes at 7 o'clock. No service, however, on Colobus or VRE. Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky around on this Monday. If you've got the day off and you're out and about, the weather should stay dry, however. 50. Overnight tonight, 47. Rain showers later. Edge of showers early on Tuesday, then partly cloudy. Breezy and mild. The west breeze takes us up to 61. Cooler upper 40s by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Over 50, you can still register as an organ and tissue donor.
Call 1-866-99-DONATE. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A little 5-year-old girl had an early Christmas wish come true. As Abigail Demo waited in line to see Santa at Disneyland, her Christmas list was short and to the point. She wished for her daddy to come home. Abigail's father, Brian Demo, is a United States Marine who had been deployed for the past 7 months. Santa told Abigail about Christmas magic and had her ring a bell for her wish to come true. What she didn't know was that her dad was hiding around the corner. Her wish had indeed come true. The surprise was in the works for several months after Brian emailed Disneyland asking for help in surprising his daughter upon his return home. You can only imagine the smile on Abigail's face when her dad came around the corner. Not a dry eye in the room. Christmas is a time to spend with family. Let's remember those sacrificing overseas to protect our families. They don't get to be home with theirs. Merry Christmas, everyone. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
I hate water softeners. I hate lugging salt. I hate that it ruins septic systems and wastes water. But I know if I don't treat my hard water, limescale buildup will cost me thousands, ruining my appliances and wasting energy. I wish there was a better way.
Now there is. Introducing the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. This revolutionary technology uses a computer-controlled process to prevent and eliminate limescale buildup electronically without salt or chemicals. It's compact, easy to install, and powerful enough to keep all your pipes and appliances pristine, clean, and running efficiently. No plumbing required, no maintenance, no salt. There is a better way to treat hard water. The Smart Descaler from Wave. It comes with an unprecedented one-year money-back guarantee. Try it yourself. Call 1-866-360-4449. 1-866-360-4449. Or visit fixhardwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Up on 7 o'clock right here on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL coming up next. Tunisia is in turmoil over terror. Those stories and a whole lot more coming up on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.